Good evening.
Good evening.
Our choir did a wonderful job with the hymn of Kasihani. Do you agree? It got me going. I forget about this hymn throughout the year. And then when I read it again, I try to read it before the choir sings it. And if you haven't done that, we did read it all together, but if you haven't done that privately, it's a really powerful prayer, because Kasihani is coming to the Lord and she's saying, "Woe to me." She is crying and she is in pain. And why is she in pain? Because she hasn't lived a very clean life. And she's in pain because she's not ready to be in Christ's presence, and she knows that. She's not ready. She hasn't prepared herself. But the reason I love her is that she's coming anyway. She knows how unprepared she is, but she's going up there, and she's coming to Christ, and she, even though she herself is not prepared, she is preparing our Lord, who is totally clean, for his death and resurrection. Like, whoa. So what do we get from this tonight? Well, let's talk about being ready and being prepared. We spend so much of our lives getting ready for this or that, preparing. Are we preparing for our taxes? Where's Dino? Our CPAs are preparing. We tell our kids, get ready. Alarm's going off. Get ready for school. Let's get ready for work. We have a big day. We have a meeting we're not ready for. We need to prepare things for tomorrow so we can go home maybe a little late. We prepare our dinner. Kids get ready for bed. And we do it all over again. Maybe we wake up the next day, we wonder, is Paxton Lynch ready to be quarterback? But are we concentrating on what's important to be ready for? And that's what this week is about. It's about stepping outside of our world for a while, and that's why there are so many services. That's why normally we might be home watching TV or something like that, but instead we're here hearing about Kasihani, who wasn't ready, and she comes to our Lord anyway. So what do? We come to church and we remember her, and we listen to the beautiful choir, and we remember and we understand what we're about to see the rest of the week. Tomorrow with our unction services, Thursday with our gospel readings, Friday with the death and then the glorious resurrection. So the whole week is about coming and putting the world aside and remembering what we're supposed to be doing and trying to prepare a little more, but remembering that we're not going to be prepared. In fact, the saints, the holy fathers on Mount Athos, that live these lives away from many temptations. They, of course, have temptations, but they've separated themselves from some of the temptations. And even the most holy, the holiest fathers, when they're dying, some of them are very upset because they don't believe they've begun to repent. They don't believe they're ready. But let's remember Kasihani, who knows she's not ready. She's crying, but she's anointing the Lord anyway. She's coming to his feet. She said, "I'm not ready, but here I am, and receive me." In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.